News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Now, the ESB has said that while they have an EV network that can connect to a certain amount of cars, they don't have the capacity to actually deliver electricity to all of the cars that might connect. With us is motoring editor of the Sunday Independent, Ger Herbert. Ger, how is it that they can have all these EV stations and not be able to charge the people who want to use them?
It seems that a lot of the chargers that were put in years ago are just using older technology and they have lower capacity constraints. So essentially the hardware isn't designed for today's volume of EVs or the kind of multiple cars fast charging side by side. So that's what the issue is. Now, the ESB has invested heavily in the network. These old legacy chargers are being replaced, but I mean, it's little consolation at the moment for drivers if they're faced with, you know, one of these units that isn't working and they're paying, you know, as we know, even more money now for charging than they were. So, yeah, it is a big issue.
And has the ESB given any indication as to what the plan might be for stripping out the old and putting in some new?
No, I mean, as I said, they are investing heavily and they have replaced an awful lot of these units. But that's little consolation if it's in your area. And the problem with these legacy units is they tend to be the only ones maybe in a small town. So if they're the ones that go down, it's not like one of these Ionity fast chargers where you might have six or seven units or up to eight. There usually is only one or two and it can cause major issues. I mean, I know for a town like Nace, but a huge population that I don't even know exactly what it is, there is one 50 kilowatt ESB charger. Now, a 50 kilowatt charger will charge a car up to 80% in about 30 to 40 minutes. So it's pretty essential that it works and it's constantly going down. So, you know, in that situation, that's one of those 1400. So that is just not good enough.
Now, when you speak to people about the decision to purchase an EV, how significant are worries about charging access and how significant are worries about range? Or is that now, are they both starting to wane a little?
Yeah, look, I think range isn't an issue anymore. And charging isn't an issue if you have a driveway and you've access to home charging. But where it's becoming increasingly an issue is if we want widespread adoption of EVs. We're now dealing with 30% of households do not have access to a driveway, apartment dwellers, all of those. If you're dependent on the public charging network, then you're really closely looking at the cost. Because one of the big advantages to having an EV is that it's very economical to run. It's not very economical to run if you're running it on the public charging network. So I think this is where I think the EV scrappage scheme is a bit misguided. The real issue for people is sorting out those driveways issues, sorting out public charging, making it more fair for people who don't have access to cheap charging at night. They shouldn't be having to pay these really high rates, which really doesn't make buying an EV particularly attractive.
Ger, thanks very much. Ger Herbert there, motoring editor at the Sunday Independent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.